Welcome to another episode of the Jam Pack Report, today for April the 29th of 2021. Of course, my name is Samuel Adams, and this is a daily gaming news podcast meant to bring you the hottest news that you need to know from around the industry. Hosted on YouTube and podcast services around the world 5 days a week, it's your one-stop shop for everything you need to know. So if you enjoy the show and you like what you see, hit that subscribe button and keep coming back for more. But before we dive into today's news, which is packed with PlayStation Plus versus Games with Gold for the month of May, Sony doubling down on their investment strategy for PlayStation 5 exclusives, Fortnite discussions, and even some Google Stadia conversations, I want to answer a question a lot of you may be asking. Is he wearing that Journey shirt for the second day in a row? The answer, an unequivocal yes. It's so comfortable, and I did want to mention it. Lucky Brand is fantastic. Hashtag not sponsored. But without further ado, let's go ahead and dive into today's top gaming news. First and foremost, Sony says it will aggressively invest in first-party studios and partnerships this year. This news comes from VGC's Andy Robinson, who reports on the recent investor call held earlier this week, in which the CFO of Sony, Hiroki Totoki, shared more on the company's investment strategy to bring new exclusives to the PlayStation 5. Quote, we intend to increase development personnel and other in-house cost by approximately 20 billion yen, or $184 million year on year, as we further strengthen our in-house software, the execs said in the conference call. To enhance our software offering, we intend to continue investing and partnering with external studios, in addition to aggressively investing in our in-house studios. He added, as I just mentioned, we aim to strengthen the PlayStation platform through actions such as the recently announced partnership with Haven Entertainment, which was established by Jade Raymond, creator of the famous game Assassin's Creed. In our additional investment of Epic Games, along with the rest of the Sony group, we will also work to enhance the social and platform capabilities of games, end quote. And of course, Andy Robinson goes on to talk more about the recent comments from Jim Ryan, which echoed this same sentiment of continuing to bring exclusive content to the PlayStation 5 and build that out as the strategy. It's a very wise move. It's a very strong investment because PlayStation is strongest when it has very, very powerful exclusives. If you think about the PlayStation brand, you think about games that you can't play anywhere else. They have some very unique experiences that continue to bring value to that brand and that will continue to bring value to the PlayStation 5. And so to see a $184 million investment year on year is something that is not only a wise move, but it's one that's going to build the foundation for the future of PlayStation. What this investment means to me is creating the next generation of games that we look forward to, the next generation of franchises that define PlayStation. I think back to last generation with the establishment of Horizon, where you now see that becoming one of the foundational pillars for the PlayStation brand. You see it in so much of the marketing for PlayStation 5 with Horizon Forbidden West on the way that you then look to the future and say, okay, how do we make more of this kind of experience? You see it happening right now with Housemarque and Returnal, where that is a big part of the spring lineup for the PlayStation 5, and you see that reflected in the marketing material. And so these games create a very powerful selling point for the PlayStation 5, because while adaptive triggers are amazing and while you have the DualSense haptic feedback functionality, what good are those accessories? What good are those benefits without having games that are engaging, that are fun, that are intuitive, that are innovative, that you can actually play? And so I think to invest in these games being created is one of the biggest investments that any kind of game company should make. And you see Microsoft doing the same thing by bringing so many development studios in-house to work on games that are going to be exclusive to Xbox and PCs, and of course are made available to third parties on specific use cases. But it is important to have exclusives. And while some people don't like exclusivity in the gaming industry, you have to have a console seller. You have to have multiple console sellers released throughout the life of a piece of hardware. That's what sells hardware. And so we'll see how it continues to go, but Sony is very wise in this move because it's this kind of big investment that is going to really push the envelope and make some impressive experiences come to life. But in the meantime, play some PlayStation Plus games because some new freebies are coming for the month of May, including Battlefield 5, Stranded Deep, and Wreckfest Drive Hard. A lot of big games coming for you subscribers out there. Join forces with players worldwide as you plunge yourself into the dark heart of battle, crunch metal and burn rubber on a carnage-filled racetrack against friends, or strip back to the bare essentials and attempt to survive a treacherous paradise solo. Enticing, challenging prospects all, but which will you try first when next month's PlayStation Plus games launch on May 4th, writes Adam Mitchell, Senior Manager of Game Services Content at Sony Interactive Entertainment. Very awesome lineup for the month of May. Now let's head over to Games with Gold, because I'm not happy. Games with Gold has a value of $79.96 and 4,000 gamer score, and your games include Armello, a grim fairy tale board game comes to life. This swashbuckling adventure brings together the deep tactics of card games and the rich strategy of tabletop games, all combined into a character-building RPG. Dungeons 3, help the dungeon lord succeed in conquest in this dungeon-building real-time strategy game. Lego Batman, he is Vengeance, he is the Knight, he is Lego Batman, and Tropico 4. As El Presidente, the ruler of your small island nation, it's your job to gain the support of the people, negotiate with foreign superpowers, and even deal with any natural disasters which threaten your country. Games with Gold needs to end. There's no point in having this offering anymore. I mean, I suppose I understand for those that are on Xbox 360 and maybe even the Xbox One crew, but compared to PlayStation Plus, where you have Battlefield 5 being given away for free and Wreckfest being given away for free on PlayStation 5, and on top of that, Stranded Deep, which is solid in and of itself, you then look at the contrast with Games with Gold. Armello, sure. Dungeons 3, okay. Then you have two Xbox 360 games, which would probably be included in a GameStop bargain bin. Here's my situation. This is what I said on Twitter. Games with Gold is the weakest link in the Xbox branding of 2021. When I think about Xbox, I think about Game Pass. When I think about Xbox, I think about all these amazing Xbox Series X and S commercials. When I look to Games with Gold, this feels like a legacy from two generations ago. Games with Gold should be retired, and some kind of other benefit should be brought into the limelight. Or at the very least, find some way to give benefit to those that are just basic Xbox Live Gold subscribers on the Xbox 360. Or in reality, you can just phase out this program. You can say, after X amount of years, 15 years, whatever Games with Gold may be, it's time to move on, and you can upgrade to Game Pass Ultimate for $7.50 a month for 1 year. That's a limited time deal. Go at it. Whatever you need to do to get people off of this, because it's just the weakest part of Xbox at this point. And if you look on Twitter, every time Games with Gold makes an announcement for their monthly giveaways, you see the entire comment section filled with PlayStation's better. PlayStation Plus kills the Games with Gold. What are these? Why are these games so old? No one wants this. It's just a negative look for the brand, so just stop investing in it, because you have to pay to license these and have them on Games with Gold for the month. So just don't. Just reuse those resources. Anyways, rant over. PlayStation Plus dominates Games with Gold for this month and for the 2,843rd consecutive month in a row. But needless to say, you can't really complain too much about free games, I suppose, with Games with Gold and with PlayStation Plus. But when you have Battlefield 5 and Wreckfest, I want to complain about Games with Gold. So hey, no matter where you play, you've got some freebies coming your way. But those on PlayStation certainly have a better lineup for the month of May. Now let's talk about this story. Fortnite is not on Microsoft's Xbox Cloud Gaming service because Epic will not allow it. Very interesting story here from Tom Warren over at The Verge, who is one of my favorite reporters. Highly recommend giving him a follow. But in short, Epic sees Microsoft's Xbox Cloud Gaming as a competitor, because Fortnite is only currently available on iOS through NVIDIA's GeForce Now technology, which technically is streaming from a PC. So effectively, iOS players are PC players. And so now you look to what Xbox is doing with cloud gaming, where you can log into any browser and pull up the xbox.com/play dashboard and load up any game that you want. And so looking at this through the perspective of Epic, I kind of do get it. But for those that were wondering why Fortnite was not on Xbox Cloud Gaming, that is your reason. And I can't even blame Epic for making this move. It would be very nice to have Fortnite on Xbox Cloud Gaming, but at the same time, that would become one of the biggest sellers for Xbox Cloud Gaming because it immediately puts Fortnite back on iOS devices in a way that doesn't necessarily require GeForce Now, which is not quite as consumer front-facing as Xbox Cloud Gaming, because the name Xbox carries so much power. It's almost synonymous with PlayStation when you think about modern gaming. And so to be able to have that on the service would be a huge boon for Microsoft, but it certainly would take away from the deal that I am sure Epic has with Nvidia currently. And so you can't let that happen if you are in the world of business. But regardless of how you cut it, that's why you don't see Fortnite on Xbox Cloud Gaming. A lot of important information recovered from these new court documents that we are starting to kind of parse our way through in the gaming industry. On top of that, it was also discovered that PlayStation 4 is the biggest driver for sales for Fortnite over the course of the past year. Of course, there have been some issues with the game not being available on the App Store after Apple and Epic got into a bit of a scuffle, something that is still ongoing. But it shows the power of the PlayStation brand, and on top of that, why Epic is pretty picky about where they launch Fortnite. Interesting to see this story unfold. Now moving on, another game is getting optimized for Xbox Series X and S, The Sinking City, and it's out now, but it's kind of tricky. For those that have not been following along with this conversation, Frogwares, the developers of The Sinking City, had a publishing partner that effectively is trying to short them, that effectively is trying to sell their game on Steam without approval. It's a weird, weird situation, and those legal issues are still ongoing. So if you have the Xbox One version of The Sinking City, you cannot upgrade to the Xbox Series X and S version for free because it's published by a different publisher. Frogwares is self-publishing the next generation version of the game as they try and break ties with their previous publisher, so you do unfortunately have to re-buy the game. But The Sinking City does get treated with 4K 60fps gameplay, improved visuals, and faster loading times, so it gets exactly what you would expect from a next-generation experience. And on top of that, the base game can be purchased starting right now from Microsoft for $50, Windows Central reports, but players can shell out a little extra for the Sinking City Deluxe Edition, which includes additional quests as part of the Merciful Madness DLC, which is also available separately. So, unfortunately, again, you cannot upgrade for free, but on top of that, there's also the PlayStation 5 version as well for those that do want to pick it up over there. Of course, Windows Central is an Xbox-focused platform, but hey, next-generation versions are coming all around. Good stuff to see. But man, that publishing deal is super unfortunate. However, it is nice to see the team is continuing on doing what they can. But to round out today's show, Google Stadia on Twitter. Good news, a search bar is now rolling out to the Stadia store. Get a sneak peek into the next features coming to Stadia in today's blog. Now, if you do want to open up the blog, you can head over there, see what Stadia has in store. But I want to talk about this, okay? Stadia has been out for 2 years. You can't go on Twitter and actively promote the fact that you're adding a search bar 2 years into the release of your platform. This is not how you do it. You're looking at a platform that should have had a search bar built in from day one. There is no reason to make this into some kind of major piece of news. And on top of that, this has turned into a majorly negative story for Google Stadia because major players throughout the entire gaming industry have been quote tweeting this and saying horrible things, you know, LMFAO. I can't believe they didn't even have a search bar is one that comes to mind. Good news in a sarcastic tone from Patrick Klepek. A lot of people are just throwing this under the bus and for good reason because it never should have been something that is publicized by that. And then on top of that, I want to make this very clear. Mobile or web only. Hey there, we appreciate your post. Search bar is available on Stadia for web. We have no updates to share about search function in the Stadia app. We have no updates to share about the Stadia app? This thing, it's going down. There is no way Stadia survives for another year. I would be surprised if it was around at the end of the summer. This thing is winding down development. Make no mistake about it. I would say if I had to guess, if I had to give my two cents on this, The search bar is probably one of those quality of life features that they knew they couldn't leave without adding, and so this is probably in their checklist to kind of make it go away. It's very unfortunate to see. Stadia had a chance, and Stadia continues to have a chance as a foundational part of future streaming services, but the brand itself and what Google has tried to do with it simply has not worked out. They pulled the plug on these exclusives way too early. They actually announced the service way too early, in my opinion, and so now you see where that all is heading. So, unfortunate situation, but man, this just rubbed me the wrong way because I wanted to believe. I truly wanted to believe in Stadia, and I have friends that believe in Stadia. But this is just not the way you do it. Not a good look at all. But that rounds out today's episode of the Jam Pack Report. If you enjoyed today's show, drop me a like down below and let me know what you think about everything we talked about here today. But when it comes to PlayStation Plus versus Games with Gold, which do you think is better? And should they phase out Games with Gold? On top of that, what's your perception of Google Stadia? How do you feel the service is doing? But until tomorrow, you guys have a fantastic rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon, and peace.